Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
And we have liftoff of the Antares launch vehicle for the Atlanta mission.
Rocket launches, like this space station supply mission, are big business at NASA's Wallops Flight Facility on Virginia's eastern shore. And as we'll hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, nearby hotels and restaurants are happy to be getting a share of the benefits.
Yeah, this story is by Haley Harding, a reporter with the Eastern Shore News. It's really been a boom for hotels in the area and restaurants. It's drawing people to launches, particularly the really dramatic nighttime launches. The owner of the Rope Walk restaurant said basically these rocket launches are the difference between his restaurant staying open year-round.
Now, if it so happens, David, that a launch doesn't go off exactly as planned, well, that can be a plus.
The proprietors around the Wallops Flight Facility say that what's better than a launch is a delayed launch. People come and, you know, there's some technical problems or weather. They have to stay a few days or they leave, and inevitably they come back. Cynthia Wilder, she's the marketing director for the Refugee Inn in Chicoutimi. She says, quote, "It's always good for business when there's a rocket in town." End quote.
There have been 16,000 launches at Wallops since it opened in 1945. David, our next story is from Crozet in Albemarle County, where there will soon be new shuttle vans on the road. But unlike the vans they've had up to this point, these will be self-driving.
Right. This story is by Allison Rabel. She's a reporter with the Daily Progress in Charlottesville. Everybody's been reading about the day of driverless cars. Well, that day is coming sooner thanks to some efforts out in Albemarle County. A local company, Perrone Robotics, is testing some autonomous vehicles. These will be shuttles that drive around. They're starting out with a 6-seat van. Once they get all the lab testing done, off-road stuff testing, they're going to put the vehicles on the road with a driver who will be there in case needed. And then eventually they'll get to the point where these vehicles will just be buzzing around, taking people, dropping them off from neighborhoods into stores in downtown Crozet. The program's called Tony, which is to navigate you. Public officials went out there and took a test ride around in the vehicle. And so autonomous vehicles, the next generation, may just be developed out in Albemarle County.
Now, this is very much a public-private partnership.
Right. Jaunt, which is a shuttle service for people in the greater Charlottesville area, several counties there in this. Obviously, the potential is there for them. Perrone Robotics is one of several companies that's working on this very issue of shuttle services. There's one, a company called May Mobility. It has shuttles in several cities in the Midwest.
Companies are competing now very actively in the driverless vehicle realm. And David, it appears that one of the big differences between them is going to be the sophistication and the capability of the software that they develop. Perrone says its software is better than anybody else's.
Perrone Robotics is promising they are ready to make several exponential leaps. We'll see that soon out in Crozet.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.